Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you have any announcement or is it just a general chat?
Nope,
just a general chat. Just wanted to spend some quality time. So how shocked / disgusted / angry are you right now?
Look, we're disappointed with our results right now. It's a situation where we felt, if you take a step back, we've made improvements as an organization. We like parts of our game that, and the development of some of our players, but we are facing a new challenge here. And, you know, it's a scenario where our players are playing games in the second half of the season that mean a lot, and the intensity of NHL games in the second half ramp up. And it's a challenge to win hockey games in the second half. And that's right now what we're looking at and trying to find solutions there.
3 months ago, you came here. You were a point ahead of Tampa.
Yep.
3 months later, you're 33 points behind them. I mean, you were first overall in the league. Could you have ever imagined a scenario where you would drop this much in any way?
Well, I probably didn't imagine that we had a scenario where we're going to be first in the league to begin with. But it happened, and we're very proud of that accomplishment. To me, this league, as I mentioned before, has a lot of parity, and you have to be prepared for everything. And our players are facing adversity here right now, and I like where our players are at, working with our coaches, trying to be in the situations to win games. And you look at over the last 10 games or so, we want better results, but it's a situation where we've put ourselves in a spot to win games in the third period. We just haven't gotten the results.
Yeah, you mentioned it being a challenge. What's prevented them from living up to the challenge over the last few months?
Well, look, we're putting players in roles that they're not used to. And some nights they're going to succeed in those roles. Sometimes they're not. And I think you've seen our blueprint. You've seen when we've played well, when we've played assertive on the offensive zone. We've gotten to the front of the net in the offense zone. We've played good defensive hockey. We've received results, and we've been in hockey games. We haven't done that on a consistent basis.
The record since the winning streak has been the third worst in the NHL. You've inserted Pilot in the lineup. You've inserted C.J. Smith. Mm-hmm. Why haven't you been able to do anything else, or why haven't you done anything else to the lineup since then?
Well, look, we are always looking to improve our team, and we're always looking to make additions to our group of players to help our players out. It's something that we're not going to change our model and our focus on trying to bring players in that are going to help this team not only this year but for the future. And you know, that's what we're looking at right now. Our coaches are working extremely hard with their players on helping them with their development. Our management staff is looking very hard over next week to making moves. And if it happens, great. If it's not, then we're looking over the next couple of months to make moves.
How do you respond to the notion that your development plan was one thing, but that it should have been accelerated when you got off to that start instead of sitting back and really doing nothing when the team started sliding?
Well, look, I think we are always looking to do to make moves that are going to help our group. I'd also say, like, we're going to trust our players. We're going to trust our group. We've made a lot of changes to this group over the last couple of years, or last year or so here. There's confidence in our group here. There's confidence that, and they've proven in games, whether you know some of the top teams in the league, whether it's at home or on the wet road, we've proven that we can be with the teams. But have we done it on a consistent basis? No. And that's why our records is where it's at.
You mentioned the coaching staff a couple of times. What have you thought of Phil?
I think the coaching staff has done a very good job. They've communicated with our players. They've continued to work at trying to find different methods of getting their message across to them. I think you saw after the Carolina game, more of a focus on trying to get back to defense. And I thought we had then proceeded with three of our better games defensively. And so the communication is still going on there. But like everything in the organization, we have to continue to improve.
When the message gets through, you usually win. I mean, when they play the way Phil asks them to play,
you usually play a good game and do well. Why is it so inconsistent that the players can't seem to grasp his message or grasp his game plan on a more consistent basis?
Look, it's that's the league. And when you haven't, when you have players who haven't been in that situation and haven't been in playoffs, haven't been in a playoff run before, it's sometimes difficult to always have that consistency. And look, if everyone had the cure of that, it'd be a pretty easy solution across the board. But what our coaches and staff have to continue to do is keep the communication with the players. I've liked the interaction, the two-way interaction with our players coming to coaches when there hasn't been something. You look at after practice, on the ice, off the ice, work our coaches interacting with their players from a standpoint of their individual games and as a team concept. To me, those are the things that are at least allowing us to be in a situation to win games in the third periods.
You mentioned the next week. Obviously, things can change with one phone call, but do you expect a quiet deadline? What are you expecting?
Look, we've had a lot of conversations going on. Whether that little things come to fruition over the next couple of days, that's always hard to predict. And, you know, as I think we saw last year, sometimes you look at the draft and then things move into the July 1st and then things move in the summer. I can't predict when it's going to happen. It's just we've continually looked at different ways to improve our team.
The number one message from fans is they want to see a coaching change. What's your reaction to that?
They want to see a coaching change?
Absolutely.
No. We've made progress as an organization compared to last year. We've been in a position where we've been in games. I see the results on the ice. I see the communication that we're going through here. There's not going to be a coaching change.
Can we walk through it? There's a lot of people concerned about Kyle, not as a player, as a person. Can we walk through the timeline? Obviously, he got hurt Friday. And then Saturday, he missed practice but took the flight. What happened there? Like, why did he miss practice and why was he able to?
It was a situation, an interaction with the doctors. We were trying to be cautious, obviously, with his history. Whether he was in Buffalo or whether he was in New Jersey, it was a constant communication with the doctors. With these things, symptoms come on at different times. Eventually our doctors felt that it was important for him to get back to Buffalo, saw him, and obviously was diagnosed with a concussion. And we'll go through that and then hopefully make the right steps here in the near future.
Was he asymptomatic after he took the ice in New Jersey? Is that when the symptoms presented?
It was, I'm not going to go by detail, but he was always in communication with our doctors about what to do from an exercise standpoint and how he was feeling.
As an organization, are you concerned for his career?
Right now, we'll continue to talk with our doctors about it. We're always concerned about our players for any injury. Right now we're just focusing on Kyle getting back with our team right now. It doesn't seem to be a situation like that, but look, a timeline on a concussion or anything like that, we're not putting it on at all because we obviously know there's different timelines for something like this.
And the question I get asked all the time is, where are you with Jeff Skinner in the negotiation?
Look, it's we've both his group and I have obviously continued our dialogue. We haven't done play-by-play in the media just because that's the way we wanted to go about things. Both sides continue to work to try to find a resolution.
You mentioned a lot of development things and things that you like. Has it been hard to be patient during this for you?
No, because you see the growth with our team, especially when you take a step back from last year. And is it a frustration from sometimes night to night? Yeah, but then you see even in recent weeks here, some of our performance, whether it's against the Islanders, or how we played against Detroit. Like, I liked how we performed in those games. Even the game against Winnipeg, I thought we had a strong game until we couldn't find a way to get over the hump against a very good team there. So it's something that we always want to have success. We always want to win. That's why you look at that group. The why there's frustration in our locker room now is because guys want to have success for this organization, for the city.
Jason, you had 17 wins in your first 25 games.
Mm-hmm.
11 wins since the winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
How do you consider that growth? How is this team growing? Is this team not regressing?
If you look at it compared to last year, there's certainly growth.
Yeah, but isn't last year the idea that you had 62 points and you added the number one overall pick, anybody would assume you're going to get somewhat better, right? I mean, how do you feel the team is growing in the second half of the season is the question.
Because it's a lot harder to win games in the second half of the season. It's a lot when teams are clamping down. When you put young players in the lineup, it's a physical drain. We have 18, 20-year-old kids playing. It's very difficult. And not just playing,
playing prominent roles. And so we understand that there's going to be growth. We'd always like development to be a straight line, straight up, but there's going to be bumps along the way. We're facing one right now with the last week or so, some of the adversity here. We're trying to find solutions.
You have a lot of young players in the team. I think of Darlene and Middlestat and Pilot and those guys. But the narrative that it's a young team, when you think of the number of guys, you know, Skinner and Bogosian, obviously not all with this organization, have played a lot of games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys on your team who played 2-3. Gergensen's played his 400th game.
Yep.
Is this team, some of those guys, are they behind where they should be on the development scale, given the fact the team hasn't made the playoffs in 8 years?
I think our young players, which is good to see, are certainly playing predominant roles, and that's a great experience for them. I also think you're looking at some players like such as Sam, you know, having a great year offensively with his numbers. There's a development, not just when we talk about young players, everyone sort of talks about our rookies. You know, our other players are young guys, and they're in roles, they're playing in games that they haven't had experience before, and this is a new challenge for them.
The players' goal, they keep saying it, they're in the mix, the playoffs are still the goal. Is the playoffs the goal of the organization? Can you get there?
Of course, it's the goal for every team to start the year. You know, our situation right now, we have to focus within. I know our coaches are and our players are focusing on the next game against Tampa Bay because it's going to be a very difficult game. But our goal generally here is just we have to start playing better. We have to be more consistent as an organization.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for doing it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.